is you've actually bloodied the nose of government or DTI or whoever you want to blame. Effectively, we didn't ask for this bike. We've asked this, you know, the decision to go back to the DTI. They made this mess. They should mop it up, and now they're trying to mop it up. So congratulations to Craig. On that note, I'm going to talk to Pat the baby.
Now, Mike
James
is here this evening. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yes, look. It was bordered on slightly where we are. I think Kim Frew has brought it home for a lot of you in the chamber and how you get it wrong. Planning law is so meticulous, and it is planning law. You cannot get involved in any of these things until it's over. But because once you do, can't get involved in saving in the chamber, and that's how you saw councillors leave, because they were told by the legal section that if they did stay, they could be, it would be a criminal offence, because they had attended meetings in Kiltrew in regards to the unit that's planned there. So that's why until tonight I've been unable to come to your meetings, because that would have shown that I was prejudiced in a way to you. So I really congratulate you on what you've done. Especially Ada, because that was a really brave move, I've got to be honest. It took a lot of guts to do what you did, and could have cost you a lot of money. But you won the day, and it did. Evening Post have been supportive to you all, and so has the BBC, and they should be applauded for that. And some of them have gone completely over the top with it. I think they just keep on, they're hoping that you're going to keep on rolling with this, because it's good press. What the administration did in returning it to the DTI under their licence, which they gave, because when we had the site meeting up on the site, there were things there, safety features, that were being lied about. Being lied about, unfortunately, by our officers. Jeff White and our planning girl Nicola were blatantly lying that they didn't know anything about a gas main that was put in 15 years ago. China was there, but they didn't even know. They were saying that there's no gas main in this area at all. And yet there's a cut in the trees across the mountain where it went through. So that worried me. And put that into the collective parts of what you'd already found out yourselves, we had it overturned. The DTI have made the correct decision. Took them long enough to do it, perhaps, but still they made the correct decision. But we were fortunate. If it wasn't a need for Tribanas to be busted, and 3 years ago they knew that, Mike. 3 years they knew that there were geographical faults in Tribanas that were going to give them problems. There was a company called Entrepose, who planned the whole of this pipeline and priced it for £3 million more than what Langaroc or Landmarine put it for. But that's, they knew then that the problems that were going to be in the whole length, not only here but onwards, and that's right. We've developed a World Heritage site in Bryn Mawr that now they're going through the centre of the Brecon National Park. And I don't think that's a good thing. But what they said, they're going to remove every section of soil and turf and put it one side and mark where it came from and it will be put back. It becomes farcical if you listen to all these things. Kiltrew is something that I don't think as an authority we could argue very much with, because when Kiltrew was put onto letters and emails that were being sent through, I honestly expected to see Pontydour as Kiltrew and 500 yards up the road this new pumping station they're putting up. When we actually got there, I was amazed. It was Pontydour was here, and the pumping station was on top of the Gourlay Chapel. You know, it was so far away, it became, you ought to see it to believe it. So I couldn't really see how I could support that. Although the turmoil in the chamber again, as with Tribanas, was embarrassing, to say the least, with people getting up and walking out, and people coming in, and other people sitting down, and other people getting up. It was embarrassing to see. And I hope I never ever see that again. We've got to have some sort of guidance in planning by our legal officers and our planning officers as to where we go in situations like this. There was a fear, I believe, in certain of my colleagues, of Labour councillors, who didn't want to be involved and for that reason didn't attend. But you can't always be a councillor when it's nice and either way when it goes wrong. So thank you for inviting me tonight. And I really am pleased to bring you up to speed of where I am with it. And if there's any more you're going to talk about the pipeline, I'm going to leave anyway. Because in case there's something else that you need support on later on.
Thank you.
Just, yes, exactly, we will be talking about it. Thank you very much for coming, Mike. And can I just say that having sat in the Swansea Council chamber 3 weeks ago, they made an equally appalling offer. Don't
you're on your own there. Well, we shouldn't be doing it. We are effectively, we have professional paid legal representatives and advisors to councillors to tell them how to proceed and how not to proceed. And I really believe that Carol John copped that bullshit and then tried to cement it with all sorts of bullshit that we were supposed to believe. But the crux of it is our officers were lying blatantly about safety features that should have been known about. So, congratulations to you all. It was a good fight and you deserve all the applause you can get from everybody. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.